This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. USDA's first cattle inventory report for 2025 reflects a year-over-year decrease. We will hear more from USDA livestock analyst Mike McConnell next.
Imagine you're a basketball team that just won the title game, not by one bucket or 10, but by a score of 90-24. That would be a historic butt-whooping. Just like the beatdown Corteva AgriScience nitrogen stabilizers are putting on competitors, our Optinite technology and InServe and Instinct Next Gen locks nitrogen in your corn's root zone for up to 8 weeks versus only 2 weeks for others. See the difference our playbook makes at NutrientMaximizers.com.
USDA's first cattle inventory report for 2025 reflects a year-over-year decrease.
All cattle and calves in the United States on January 1st of this year was estimated to be 86.7 million head. That's about 1% lower than what it was a year ago.
That's USDA livestock analyst Mike McConnell. The overall herd size continues to contract, with numbers remaining very low. But McConnell says there are some interesting takeaways from the recent data.
There are some indications. There might be opportunities in the future for producers to retain and expand.
Some of those key indicators, according to McConnell.
The number of feeder animals outside feedlots is estimated to be about 24.6 million head, which is down slightly from a year ago, although it's not quite down as sharply as the total herd would be. So in addition, some of the revisions in 2024 indicated that the number of cattle outside feedlots was a little bit higher than what the numbers were estimated to be about a year ago.
McConnell says that would indicate more supplies for 2024 than previously estimated, and not as much tightening of the cattle supply in 2025. He also details some more notable numbers from the January cattle inventory report.
All cows and heifers that have calved is estimated to be 37.2 million head. That's about unchanged, down fractionally from where it was last year. With beef cows making up 27.9 million head, which is down 1% from last year. The report also indicated that the calf crop in 2024 was 33.5 million head. That's about unchanged from what it was in 2023. And that the number of cattle on feed was 14.3 million head, which is down 1% from last year.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.